I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we start with the Pledge of Allegiance? Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to thank everybody for turning out today. I see we've got a number of new faces in the audience, so I think we're going to start with just going around the room and introducing ourselves. My name is Rich Williams. I'm currently the supervisor of the town of Patterson and president of the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation.
And my name is Tony Gonsalves, and I'm supervisor of the town of Lewisboro.
Warren Lucas, supervisor of North Salem and treasurer of this esteemed organization.
Ellen Calvis, Bedford town supervisor.
Chris Shaw, with Road Nose and Sheldon Palladaro, counsel for the EOHWC.
Tony A, supervisor, town of Southeast.
Rob Scarano, town of Somer, supervisor.
Rich Franzetti, town of Cornwall, town engineer, representing supervisor Mike Kazarian.
Joanne Daly, town of Pauling, and the sport coordinator, representing the town of Pauling.
Jay Schmidt, town of Pauling, supervisor.
Michael Preziosi, town of Portland, town engineer, alternate for Richard Becker, town supervisor.
Tom Diana, deputy supervisor, town of Yorktown, transitioning to supervisor, hopefully tonight.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Ed Bradicati, village manager, village town of Kisco, alternate representing Mayor Tito Pickett.
Sabrina Charney Hall, director of planning, town of Newcastle, representing supervisor Lisa Katz.
Lori Taylor, village of Pauling, mayor.
Linda Matera, East of Hudson Watershed Corporation.
Kevin Fitzpatrick, director of engineering, East of Hudson Watershed.
Vincent Giorgio, New York City.
Millie Bravo, Assistant County Department of Planning.
Nancy Arceo, alternate for Town of Yorktown, Town Engineer.
Corey Lapidus, Watershed Planner of at East of Hudson.
Keith Jagger, Controller, East of Hudson.
All right, thank you. First item on the agenda is election of officers for 2023. Start off with President, Vice President, Treasurer. I'll call for nominations for President.
I'd like to nominate Rich Williams.
Is there any other nominations?
Does anybody else want to get up?
Please.
No, it's a lot of fun to get to work with the DEC and the DEP. Well, the DEC is fun anyway.
Vinny and I are getting to be best friends.
That's right.
All right, we'll close the nominations. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we will I'll call for Vice President. Currently it was Matt Slater, who's no longer with us.
I'll throw my hat in the ring.
Excellent. Do we have a
second?
All in favor?
Who was that?
Ross.
Oh, Ross.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? God bless you.
Yeah.
All right. Treasurer, I'll nominate Warren Lucas.
If you'd like, I'd be happy to do that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
All right. And Secretary is Joanne Daly. I'd like to nominate Joanne Daly.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Got that out of the way.
Rich, could you just move the actual resolution so that we get that on the minutes for Lynn Lucas, illustrious purposes?
All right, I'd like to introduce a resolution for the election of officers to the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation as previously discussed. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Okay. And unfortunately, I left back in my office the list of who is on which committees.
Didn't I get it to you? The green sheet.
The green sheet has who is on what committees.
If you look at the purple there, it shows.
There. Oh, there we go. All right. All right, so we need to appoint committees. First one is the Executive Committee. The Executive Committee was myself, Warren, Joanne Daly, Mary Ellen Odell. And Matt Slater.
And Tony Goncalves.
And Tony. You can't forget Tony. Rob, would you like to be on the committee?
Sure.
All right.
Rich. Kevin's going to be sending up the proxy over for you. Kevin Byrne, the new county executive.
Is going to be sending a proxy to who?
Appointing me again.
Okay.
He's representative on the board. Right. I don't think you got it yet.
I didn't see you slide in here.
Very elusive.
Rich, you missed Carmel, Mike Kazari.
Oh, also Mike Kazari was on the executive committee.
And the executive committee is three directors from Westchester, three directors from Putnam, and one from Dutchess. And the president serves as chair of the executive committee. Okay, for reference.
Okay.
Make sure we have the right composition.
All right. So I'd like to move the current slate of executive directors to continue into 2023 with the addition of Rob Scorano. I pronounced that right, I hope.
You did.
Thank you. And ask that the resolution be entered into the record as read. Do I have a second?
Is there a Dutchess? Did you mention the Dutchess representative?
Joanne Bailey.
Okay. Got it. Second.
We have the motion of the second. We just need to take a vote.
All right. Well, there's one addition that's being pointed out to me, and that's we need to add the
ex officio.
Ex officio, mm-hmm. Which would be Sabrina.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Franzetti.
Really?
Franzetti?
All right,
Rich Franzetti.
Two of us.
Ed Brodkowski. So do I have a second on that?
I want to pull my second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, we're having fun now.
Our town board meetings are this
way. I know, right? Oh, yeah. All right, we're on to the governance committee. The governance committee with Michael Kazari. Matt Slater? Gotta be somebody else. Yeah, where?
Mike Kazari.
Yeah, Mike Kazari.
Yep.
And Matt Slater, who likes to win.
There's gotta be one more. All right, so we need one more volunteer then.
I'll throw my head in. Tom Diana.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. That's all right.
I'm used to it.
People are second guessing, like, is there anyone else?
Yeah, anybody else want it? I mean, it's fine. All
right, audit committee, Tony. Gonzalez.
Is Tony here? Tony, you were in the audit also?
Yeah. Just audit. Is audit or finance? He just mentioned.
Well, you're
audit. Tony's on finance. That's
finance?
All I have.
Okay. Put you on hold. No.
All right. Mary Ellen Odell was on audit.
Was Mary Ellen still on these things?
No.
Tony default to the new Tony one? They just tell me this?
Tony was on the audit.
Oh,
yeah,
Rob.
Second warrant suggestion.
What?
Rob was on audit.
Sure.
I second the suggestion.
Just maybe Kevin, just tell Kevin he's...
Kevin and his alternate. Right.
Okay, we've got to move the resolution with the current slate of people on the audit committee.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, finance.
So that's, I think, Jackie?
Yeah.
It's me, Tony. Were there more than three?
No.
There
were just three.
Yeah. You, Mary Ellen. No. You?
Jackie.
Jackie.
And
Tony.
That's it.
Tony.
All right. I'd like to move the resolution with the current slate.
I'll move that. I'll second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We're down to the technical review committee, which is Sabrina, Ed, Rich Franzetti, and who's the fourth one?
Dan Ciarcio.
Dan, right?
Dan, Rich, Franzetti, Sabrina,
and Ed. All right, so I'd like to move the resolution for the appointment of the technical committee with the current slate of individuals serving on it. So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Let somebody else second.
All right, we have a resolution designating authorized financial institutions for their accounts. Somebody like to introduce the resolution?
Could you read that again? What was
resolution that? Designating authorized financial institutions for accounts.
Oh, yes. I'll read that.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have a resolution to readopt our code of ethics. You had a chance to take a look at that?
Have there been any changes to it?
No.
There have not.
So I'll make the motion to approve it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We have a resolution for the readoption of the mission statement and performance measures for the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation, and there have been changes to that. We've modified the mission statement, and I'll let Chris go into more detail, to account for an expanded mission of the corporation to include other items, not just stormwater.
So this was based on the modification of the bylaws and the corporate last year to include other runoff and other regulatory compliance requirements as they relate to the watershed. And so we took the language from that amendment and we incorporated that in this mission statement to include that as an additional purpose.
Correct. Anybody have any questions? All right, so we have a resolution for the readoption of the mission statement with performance measures for the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation. Something like to move that?
I'll make a question first.
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we have a resolution for the readoption of the procurement policy for the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation. Somebody like to introduce the resolution? Four?
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we have a resolution for the readoption of the sexual harassment policy for the East of Hudson Watershed Corporation. Would you like to introduce the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the last is the resolution to approve bank signatories.
When we were talking about the finance one, we did it at Putnam County Savings Bank this year, right? People wasn't there before. Yeah, so when we did say it was the same as before, it wasn't the same as before when we had the Putnam County Savings Bank.
I don't think we said the banking was the same as before.
I guess there were any changes.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, so definitely. I just want everybody to be aware of that. And Putnam County Savings Bank, previously we weren't allowed to actually put money there because it wasn't a commercial bank there as well. And it is unbelievable rates too. I'm sorry, coming back to this one.
So we're back to this one. Currently, the signatures within the resolution are going to be Rich Williams, Warren Lucas, James Schmidt, and we're going to add Robin. Good?
Yeah.
Somebody like
it?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any other business? Anybody wish to bring up anything at this time? And, a motion to adjourn the annual meeting of the directors.
So